Welcome to Come Follow Me, Mental Health Insights with Dr. David Morgan. Each week we'll review a concept from the Come Follow Me lesson and talk about applications to improve our mental and emotional health. Hi, welcome to episode 2 of season 3. This week we are studying 1 Nephi chapters 1 through 5. The Book of Mormon begins with the story of Lehi and Sariah and their children. Nephi was one of those children, and the first book of Nephi is basically just Nephi's own personal journal. There was, in the gold plates that Joseph translated the record from, an additional account that was taken from the journal of Lehi, Nephi's father. And this would have been a valuable preface to 1 Nephi. It would have given us insights into Lehi's life and thoughts, but the translated manuscript was lost, and Joseph was commanded not to retranslate. Some of the writings of the first several chapters of 1 Nephi are just a synopsis of Lehi's account. And I have to say, for me, reading 1 Nephi on the heels of studying the book of Revelation is a nice change of pace. The Book of Mormon is so clear and straightforward, it's accessible to anybody who wants to study it. Let's talk about an important principle that is found in the very first verse of the Book of Mormon. This is 1 Nephi chapter 1, verse 1, quote, I, Nephi, having been born of goodly parents, therefore I was taught somewhat in all the learning of my father. And having seen many afflictions in the course of my days, nevertheless, having been highly favored of the Lord in all my days, yea, having had a great knowledge of the goodness and the mysteries of God, therefore I make a record of my proceedings in my days. This could be one of the most oft-read scriptures by Latter-day Saints, but there is wisdom here that I believe is often overlooked. Notice how Nephi says that he has seen many afflictions during his days, but he has also been highly favored of the Lord in all his days. Are those two things contradictory? On the surface, it would seem that one cannot be afflicted and favored at the same time, but we do know that these things can and almost always do coexist. We've talked before about how the burdens in our lives, whether physical, emotional, spiritual, or whatever else, are often stepping stones towards greater eternal progression. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles taught, quote, each of us also carries a load. Our individual load is comprised of demands and opportunities, obligations and privileges, afflictions and blessings, and options and constraints. Two guiding questions can be helpful as we periodically and prayerfully assess our load. Is the load I am carrying producing the spiritual traction that will enable me to press forward with faith in Christ on the straight and narrow path and avoid getting stuck? Is the load I am carrying creating sufficient spiritual traction so I can ultimately return home to my Heavenly Father? Sometimes we mistakenly may believe that happiness is the absence of a load, but bearing a load is a necessary and essential part of the plan of happiness. End of quote. There are two truths in 1 Nephi chapter 1, verse 1 that can help us better manage our mental health. The first is based on Elder Bednar's teachings. Having a burden or difficulty is not a curse, but it is a necessary component of our mortal journey. I believe that more and more the burdens that people bear are emotional. Our mental health issues are increasing worldwide, and I think it's possible that they might actually be opportunities from a loving Heavenly Father to develop spiritual traction. As we learn to look differently at our mental health issues, then they change in nature and our ability to cope can increase. The second truth that Nephi teaches here is in the value of flexible thinking. Now, Nephi showed this ability by even being able to write that first verse. He could see that his trials were part of his blessings. Flexible thinking, meaning being able to see multiple options or seeing a situation from multiple different points of view, is a valuable asset when dealing with mental health issues. And the opposite seems to hold true as well. Inflexible or rigid thinking seems to be a contributor to worse mental health. When dealing with emotional problems and challenges, try to see multiple angles and multiple potential solutions. This is a solid strategy to help improve your mental health. Nephi's account quickly goes to one of the most memorable stories in the Book of Mormon. This is the conflict between Lehi's sons and Laban. Without rehearsing all the details, you'll recall that Lehi's sons were tasked with retrieving the brass plates from Laban. They had to travel back to Jerusalem, which was a long journey, and then get the plates from this person that they really didn't know. It was a difficult situation. They tried their best, and they had two well-considered strategies, but both of those strategies failed miserably. Laman and Lemuel were left distraught, and even after seeing an angel, they were unconvinced that they could accomplish the task. We read Laman and Lemuel's words in 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 31. And after the angel had departed, Laman and Lemuel again began to murmur, saying, "How is it possible that the Lord will deliver Laban into our hands? Behold, he is a mighty man, and he can command 50, yea, even he can slay 50. Then why not us?" Laman and Lemuel had looked at the challenge ahead of them, and considering their previous failures, they were quite pessimistic about their ability to succeed. They considered Laban was much stronger, much more sophisticated, and more powerful than them, and to the faithless observer, it was clear that he could not be beaten. Yet Nephi felt the exact opposite. We read his words as he responds to his brothers, and they're in 1 Nephi chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. "And it came to pass that I spake unto my brethren, saying, Let us go up again unto Jerusalem, and let us be faithful in keeping the commandments of the Lord. For behold, he is mightier than all the earth. Then why not mightier than Laban and his 50? Yea, or even than his tens of thousands? Therefore let us go up, let us be strong like unto Moses. For he truly spake unto the waters of the Red Sea, and they divided hither and thither. And our fathers came through out of captivity on dry ground. And the armies of Pharaoh did follow, and were drowned in the waters of the Red Sea. Now behold, ye know that this is true, and ye also know that an angel hath spoken unto you, wherefore can ye doubt? Let us go up, for the Lord is able to deliver us, even as our fathers, and able to destroy Laban, even as the Egyptians." Nephi knew that he was on the Lord's errand and was entitled to the Lord's help. And by that measure, there was nothing that could stop them from accomplishing what they had set out to do. This type of attitude is one that we can all adopt as we're trying to manage the challenges that we face. We are all on the Lord's errand in this life. The marching orders that we've received are to return to Father in heaven after having developed characteristics similar to him. And that means we are entitled to his help as we strive to do this. Sometimes it is easy to get discouraged when it comes to mental health challenges. We look at some of our past efforts and how they have fallen short. Sometimes we've tried everything we know how to do, and yet we still have made no progress. In such moments, we can either adopt a Laman and Lemuel attitude or a Nephi attitude. The Laman and Lemuel attitude would be we throw up our hands and say, "There's no way I can get through this." Or in the Nephi attitude, we can say, "I know that the Lord will show me the way as long as I keep looking and keep doing my part. I am fully confident that your Father in heaven is deeply invested in helping you manage and overcome your mental health issues. He will show you the way forward as you seek in faith. And just like Nephi, you will live to tell the miraculous tale of how you overcame a challenge that you thought you'd never beat. I know this is true." I always end my podcast episodes with an invitation to act, and invite you to give prayerful consideration to which of these invitations might be good for you to do. Here's the invitation for this week. Think of a personal or mental health challenge that you currently face, and then answer these questions. What are some things you've done to manage this trial that have not been successful? And what are some things you can continue to do to manage your trial? I have free worksheets that you can download to help you remember and implement the weekly invitations. To find out how to get those, just sign up for my email newsletter, and you can find that link in the show notes. I also invite you to subscribe to the podcast so you can access new episodes each week, and please share this podcast with others. There are written transcripts of the podcast as well. You can find that link in the show notes. Thank you for listening, and until next time, this is Dr. David Morgan reminding you that change is possible, but change requires action, and to always keep moving forward. Thanks for listening. If you want to learn more, please visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drdavidtmorgan.com.